The Joy of Retirement by Tony Gugliotti. Most people say retirement is wonderful, the best thing I ever did in my life. I'm busier now than when I was working. Well, guess what? It isn't so. Granted, my retirement didn't begin as a clearly defined plan. Mine was more spontaneous. I left work on Friday, and on the next Tuesday, I started using my sick leave to the end of my work year. This was an opportunity to find out if retirement was what I wanted to do, and also to exit a difficult situation gracefully. Initially, there was a euphoria of, wow, this isn't bad. That lasted about 2 weeks. Then I decided, well, I should be doing something productive. So I cleaned house, sorted through drawers, gave away unwanted furniture, knickknacks, and clothing. Another 2 weeks. Reality began to set in. Here I am, a middle-aged single woman in a 2,000-square-foot house. My job is gone, my life is changing at the speed of light, and the retirement plan hasn't shown up. Everyone told me, articles described, I envisioned a planned retirement. Wait, I'm supposed to plan it? I think I missed that part, or maybe it was just the financial part that was supposed to be planned. I'm not sure. Alone, lonely, and no plan. This is awful. I hate it. By the third month, I was sinking into a depression that threatened my health and sanity. I began to cry buckets of tears as my friends and acquaintances told me how lucky I was. I wasn't feeling lucky. I was feeling desperate. My sick leave was draining away, so I started making the hard decisions. First, I filed retirement papers and made it official. In one case, I was retired in 15 minutes, thanks to my paperwork organizational skills. I hyperventilated for 30 minutes with shock. The other situation took 45 minutes. Thank goodness, I had time to breathe. Second, I took stock of a guaranteed income for life, finding I could at least pay bills and buy groceries. By month 4, I knew that I was bored, didn't have enough hobbies, and so far hated retirement. And I was even more alone, lonely, and isolated. I'd taken a few trips, some alone, others with family, even tried a casual relationship. Nothing was working so far. So I sat down and listed the positives and negatives of my life, and found I had far more positives than negatives. An old friend told me years ago during a time of decline in my life to hitch up my girdle and stop feeling sorry for myself. Good idea. I got a part-time job, one that uses my skills and allows me to travel. I'm visiting places I haven't seen for many years and ones I've never been to before. I'm learning to turn the loneliest days of the week into busy ones of housekeeping and laundry, to shop in the middle of the week, and visit my not-yet-retired friends during their lunch hours. I'm also taking a deep look at what I want for the rest of my life and starting to branch out and discover new opportunities. 9 months into retirement, I know I have to continue creating the plan. I'm getting to understand that I need a strong spiritual life to guide my thoughts and lead me. I know I need friendship and companionship to maintain my emotional and physical health and a means of helping my community. Retirement is getting better, and ultimately, I do believe that I will find it wonderful, the best thing I've ever done, and busy in a satisfying way.